production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
You know this music, don't you? You've seen it before. Paintings in sound, marvelous miniatures by Modest Mussorgsky, evoking the artwork of Mussorgsky's friend, architect Victor Hartmann. Most of us probably became aware of Hartmann's drawings through Mussorgsky's composition, but probably were introduced to this very popular score in a symphonic orchestration of it by Frenchman Maurice Ravel, which was made in 1922 and, for the first time, brought real popularity to a piece which Mussorgsky had written almost 50 years before, in 1874, as a piano solo. But since that breakthrough, both pianists and conductors have dazzled countless audiences with these tone paintings of the celebratory Great Gate of Kiev, the haunting catacombs of Paris, the dancing chicks in their shell, and the boisterous children playing at the Tuileries Park. But there have been other arrangements, too, for rock band, guitar, trio, brass, quintet, even an orchestra of accordions. But none captures so well both the keyboard origin of this piece and its full coloristic potential as does an arrangement for the pipe organ. And today, 10 different soloists will be playing on as many different instruments, opening our eyes and leading us through the St. Petersburg Gallery one more time for a new viewing of Mussorgsky's memorable impression of Hartmann's poignant paintings. We'll also sample other compositions, either inspired by or evocative of vivid visual images, works by Henri Moulez, Joseph Armand Bonal, Eugène Reuchel, and Louis-Alfred James Lefebvre-Vallée. So, let your ears see and your imagination soar as we explore in tone and tint an organist's pictures at an exhibition. Do stay with us. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. We'll be promenading through the organ arrangements of Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition a bit later in the program, but first some painterly pieces which were specifically composed for the pipe organ. One of the better-known collections, based on at least the notion of painting, is a suite in 10 movements by Frenchman Henri Moulez, which he titled Byzantine Sketches. It was published in 1920. Moulez was inspired by the Romano-Byzantine Basilica of the Sacred Heart, the Sacré-Cœur Basilica, an imposing landmark in the Montmartre district of Paris. With movements titled Nave, or Bell Tower, or Mortuary Chapel, or Stained Glass Windows, and the like, we are taken on a virtual tour of Sacré-Cœur, experiencing both the emotion of the space and, in some other of the movements, the rituals which take place therein. As Paul Deritz performs for us, close your eyes, imagine a vast and lofty room, and paint your own mental picture of this procession at Sacré-Cœur from the Byzantine Sketches by Henri Moulez.
Thank you.
Surely it is a triumphal entry, painting a picture in sound of the processional movement from Henri Moulez's Byzantine sketches, tone paintings of the Sacré-Cœur Basilica, the Sacred Heart Basilica in Paris. Paul Deret has recorded this entire cycle. There are 9 other movements. He's not at Sacré-Cœur, but rather at the Church of Notre-Dame de France in Leicester Place in London, playing the 1955 Walker pipe organ. As compared with their German counterparts, traditionally French composers have been colorists, and tone painting, particularly in miniature, seems to be a natural preoccupation with them. Consider the charming harpsichord portraits by François Couperin or Jean-Philippe Rameau from the 18th century, or this early 20th century equivalent. It is by Joseph Armand Bonal, who loved particularly the Basque region in France, and in 1904 composed this charming and evocative portrait of the Landais countryside, a gentle pastoral scene. Jean-Pierre Lecordet plays for us on the Adema organ at the cathedral in Haarlem in the Netherlands. Music by Joseph Armand Bonal. Paysage Landais, the Landais countryside, evoked in music by Joseph Armand Bonal, music of the Basque region of France, which Jean-Pierre Lacordaire performed, not in France, but in the Netherlands, at the cathedral in Haarlem, though the organ very much in the French romantic style. Monsieur Bonal, who was a pupil of Alexander Guilmant at the end of the 19th century, wrote for the organ with deft and evocative harmonies, much as Debussy did at the piano. In that same vein, in fact, we find the mostly little-known music of Eugène Reuchel of Lyon. His family came from Bach country, from Thuringia in Germany, but he lived his life in France, was born in 1900, was a fourth-generation musician. Both his father, grandfather, and, even great-grandfather before, were organists. Eugène was primarily a pianist, a pupil of Busoni, with more than 5,500 recitals to his credit, but he was also a devotee of the organ and was friends with such titans of the time as Vidor, Vierne, Dupré, and Bonnet. Reuchel even had a small pipe organ in his Mediterranean villa. Despite his activity as a pianist, as a composer he devoted quite a bit more attention to the organ, and we will hear Thomas Daniel Schlee play three selections from two books by Reuchel, the Pictures of Provence and his Provençal Promenades. Again, think of Debussy while imagining this triptych, a panorama first of the multicolored sails on little boats in the harbor of the port of Toulon, then a tambourine dance from olden times, and finally the sun-drenched clouds over Cap Negre. Here are some Pictures of Provence, painted for the organ by Eugène Reuchel. Portraits of Provence. We've heard three musical pictures inspired by visions of the south of France. This last of Sunlit Clouds Over the Sparkling Ocean. Thomas Daniel Schley played on the Cavaillacourt organ at St. Joseph's Church in Marseille. Music of Eugène Reuchsel. R-E-U-C-H-S-E-L. I'm Michael Barone. We're listening to, or looking at, depending on the intensity of your inner eye's vision, some pictures at an exhibition, organ music inspired by vivid images, with Mussorgsky's famous set of pictures coming along shortly on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Okay, think of this next as a kind of imaginary music video. We start out with a sense of happy occasion, our trip to the country with pastoral pipes playing. But just a bit more than 2.5 minutes into the piece, the lovely tunes, which are being shared back and forth, are interrupted by distant thunder, which becomes more and more present until we're in the midst of a torrential summer storm. But that's gone soon enough, and even as the picnickers sing a little hymn of thanksgiving, we hear the thunder rumbling as the storm moves off to the horizon. This is a pastoral scene by Louis James Alfred Lefebvre Vallee, and it's played by Ermtraud Krüger on the Cavaillacourt organ at the Church of St. Hippolyte in Poligny in France. Listen with open ears and eyes, and don't forget your umbrella. Music such as that was once very popular at organ recitals. People who might not be able to figure out a five-voice double fugue had no trouble following the progress of a summer picnic interrupted by a storm. That was a pastoral scene by Louis Alfred James Lefebvre Vallee, a highly regarded Parisian organist from the time of Rossini. He played at the Society Church in Paris, Saint-Sulpice, and performed this very work at the dedication recital for this instrument, the Cavaillacol organ, inaugurated in 1859 at the Church of St. Hippolyte in Poligny. Irmtraut Krieger was our soloist today, and she made deft use of the thunder pedal. Well, you can put away your raincoat or umbrella. We're going to take a step inside now to the Society of Architects in St. Petersburg, Russia, where in 1874 some 400 sketches and paintings by the architect Victor Hartmann were put on display. It was a memorial tribute to him. He had died the year before. Close friend, pianist and composer Modest Mussorgsky, chose to memorialize Hartmann in another way, with a suite of piano pieces inspired by 10 of Hartmann's whimsical and evocative drawings. And these became the famous Pictures at an Exhibition, which, originally for piano, spawned over a dozen different orchestral versions, most famous by Maurice Ravel, made in 1922, as well as other transformations. The pictures played by solo guitar or guitar trio, by rock band, even traditional Chinese instruments or accordion orchestra. Not surprisingly, there have been some arrangements for the pipe organ, too, and we're going to hear 10 different players in today's composite presentation. They are all listed on our website, and you can find the Hartmann drawings as well, so that you can see the pictures while you hear the pictures. We're at pipedreams.org on the World Wide Web. And as far as the performer list, well, you can't tell the players without the program, can you? It's all there, pipedreams.org, to join us in that medium. In the score to his Pictures at an Exhibition, Mussorgsky wrote, "The composer here portrays himself walking now right, now left, now as an idle person, now urged to go near a picture. At times, his joyous appearance is dampened as he thinks in sadness of his dead friend." That walking about is portrayed by a theme, the promenade, which returns in different moods again and again. Various pictures in this exhibition are of a gnome, actually a drawing of a nutcracker, of an old Italian castle, with a melancholy troubadour in the foreground, for whom Mussorgsky writes a serenade. You'll hear a swarm of children playing in the famous Parisian park, the Tuileries. A huge wooden ox cart will lumber across the scene. There'll be a fantasy ballet of chicks in their shells, a caricature of a rich and poor man, lively gossiping of women at the Limoges Market Square, the forbidding catacombs of Paris as seen by lantern light, Baba Yaga's hut on fowl's legs, a strange vision from Russian folklore, sort of a prototypical recreational vehicle, maybe, and at the end, the old, massive, high-turreted Great Gate of Kiev, a memorial to Tsar Alexander II. Jean Guillou sets us on our way with the opening promenade and then the bizarre portrait of the gnome. You can find many of the original Hartmann paintings to look at while listening, linked to our website at pipedreams.org. You know this music. Enjoy it again, here repainted with the remarkable colors of organ pipes, these portraits of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. and the rumbling old ox cart trundles off into the dust. Günter Kanzinger, there playing the Rieger organ at the Musikhochschule in Würzburg in Germany. Another of the pictures at an exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. We are providing a composite presentation of Mussorgsky's pictures in organ transcriptions. It's interesting how these works fit the pipe organ so well. Popular as is the Ravel symphonic orchestration, we forget that Mussorgsky wrote his pictures for piano solo, and the adaptation to pipe organ certainly falls naturally to the hand, as it were. There are more paintings in our exhibits, and we'll continue in a moment. I'm Michael Barone. This music inspired by visual images, pictures, at an exhibition on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Remember, this exhibition from which Mussorgsky took his inspiration was a commemorative display of paintings and drawings by his friend, the architect Victor Hartmann. Mussorgsky confessed that even in this music, during the promenades between pictures, he sometimes thought in sadness of his departed comrade, and that sadness catches up with us here, though it's soon dispelled by the playful picture of the ballet dancers dressed up as chicks in their shells, which is soon explored. Frank Volka plays on the Baccarat organ at St. Andreas Church in Dusseldorf. Then Andrei Chorosinski will be heard at the City Hall in Wuppertal, Germany. William Trafka plays at St. Bartholomew's Church, New York City. Keith John at the Tonhalle in Zurich. Ron McKean at First Presbyterian Church, Oakland, California. And the late Keith Chapman at the mighty Wanamaker Grand Court Organ in Philadelphia will bring us to the end of our tour as we continue with Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition. celebration, made even more memorable with the sound of those Deegan Tower chimes ringing on. At the Great Gate of Kiev, which Victor Hartmann sketched as a possible commemorative structure to honor Tsar Alexander II's escape from assassination in 1886. Mussorgsky's noble music of the Great Gate of Kiev brings the scene to virtual reality, and Keith Chapman provided this final portrait in our traversal of Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition, his musical portraits of paintings by his friend the architect Victor Hartmann. We've listened to 10 different organists, this last movement recorded by Keith Chapman on the world's largest functional pipe organ at the Wanamaker Grand Court of what is now the Lord & Taylor department store in downtown Philadelphia. Chapman's recording is available through the Organ Historical Society, and information about the Wanamaker instrument is from Friends of the Wanamaker Organ, and you can link to both of those from our website at pipedreams.org. Today's was a composite portrait of Mussorgsky's pictures. Our performances featured 10 different soloists: Jean Guillou, Oscar Gottlieb Blahr, Arthur Wills, Gunter Kanzinger, Frank Volka, Andres Chorosinski, William Trafka, Keith John, Ron McKean, and Keith Chapman were all involved. Each of them has recorded the entire piece, and you might want to sample their individual essays. A full listing is available on our website, along with information about the various other instruments which were used in each movement. Our program of visually inspired pictorial organ music also included works by Henri Moulet, Joseph Hermann Bonal, Eugène Reuchel, and Louis-Alfred James Lefebvre-Vallee, who, along with Modest Mussorgsky, provided melodies and moods for the ear and eye, and yet another example of the infinite possibilities of this king of instruments, the pipe organ. Remember that our website, pipedreams.org, offers listings of past and future programs. You can even re-listen to this and other broadcasts through your computer sound card if you choose, at any time of any day of any week. And you can find out about our three excellent Pipe Dreams compact discs with wonderful music otherwise unavailable. If you're not web fluent, we will provide you information and a playlist of today's broadcast through the mail. All you need to do is write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota 55101. Do enclose a stamped self-addressed envelope, business size, and mention program number 2035. Also, tell us to which station you are listening, and provide comments. They are always welcome. Our program was made possible by a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, also by Public Radio International Network affiliates, and by your support of this station. Take nothing for granted. I hope you'll do your part to spread the word about Pipe Dreams, and tune in here for more good sounds whenever you can. Until next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.